Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of daf Ayin and Beis. Reishir is sponsored anonymously the Zechus Refuah Shleima for Daniel Binyamin HaKohen Ben Rachel Leah. We are holding a couple of lines from the bottom of the page on daf Ayin and Beis. We're continuing to discuss Ben Sarah Ramara today. We're going to discuss what if he eats or drinks other intoxicating things besides four basar v'yayin. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah on Amud Aleph, is going to talk about how he only becomes a Ben Sarah Ramara if he steals from his father, whose stuff will always be available to him to steal from, and he eats it somewhere else where he won't be afraid in the future to eat, because all of the behaviors of Ben Sarah Ramara have to be behaviors that we are concerned will continue to happen. The Gemara is going to have a different possibility, since there's one shita that he has to steal from his mother as well. If his mother's married to his father, how is it possible that his mother owns anything? Kol Masha Kansi Isha Kanabaila. Then the next Mishnah is going to discuss if the parents the parents have to both want to give the child skila in order for the kid to become a Ben Sarah Ramara. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the parents have to be a match for each other. And the Gemara is going to discuss what that means, that they have to be a match for each other. The Gemara is going to then go into the three things that may have never happened in the entire history of the Jewish people. Ben Sarah Mora, and Yeren Idachas, and the least known one probably amongst them is Bayis HaMenuga. So we're going to get into that a little bit. Then the Bada Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about how it can't be a Ben Sarah Mora if his parents are disabled, are physically disabled in one way or another, and we're going to derive that from Psukim. The Gemara is also going to describe the process by which he ultimately gets to his Sanhedrin that will kill him. At first there has to be Asra, then there has to be Malkus, and then ultimately we get to the point of a Sanhedrin who's going to kill him. The Mishnah on Amud Beis, or the first Mishnah on Amud Beis, is going to talk about what if the child physically matures, he's Makiv Zakon Tachton, before they ever had a chance to kill him. Do they then still kill him, or do we say, no, now he has aged out? The Gemara is going to use that as a springboard into a discussion of what happens when someone does a crime, and then their din changes. For example, a person is Mevarech Es Hashem, and then he becomes a Ger. He was a non-Jew at the time that he did it, and then he's Megayer. So since it's a different Misa, and it's a different process as a Jew than it would be as a non-Jew, do we assume that we can no longer give him the punishment that he otherwise would have deserved? And that's going to be the majority of Amud Beis until we get to the Mishnah. So let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Achol kol machol v'lo achol basar, shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin. So he said if he eats or drinks other things that are not meat, that are not wine, he's not going to be a Ben Sarah Ramara. Achol kol machol v'lo achol basar l'suyeh d'vei l'ki'ilis. That includes a fig cake from ki'ila, which apparently is also intoxicating. Shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin l'suyeh d'vash v'chalav. That includes d'vash and chalav, which for whatever reason Gemara also assumes are intoxicating. D'tanya, achol d'vei l'kilis v'shasa d'vash v'chalav v'nichlas ha'migdash chayiv. How do I know the Gemara assumes are intoxicating? Because if one goes into the Migdash having eaten or drunk these things, he is chayiv for going into the Migdash intoxicated. Einu nasa ben sarah mara ad shiochol basar v'yishti yayin. He's only going to be a ben sarah mara if he eats meat and drinks wine. Tan rabbanon, achol kol machav l'achol basar shasa kol mashkav l'ashas yayin. Einu nasa ben sarah mara ad shiochol basar v'yishti yayin. Shenemar, zolo v'sove. The words zolo v'sove mean that he eats meat and drinks wine. V'af pishen raya l'davar, zech l'davar. And there is a clear remez to this in the pasuk that it means dafka meat and wine. Shenemar, alti b'sova e yayin b'zolo le basar lamo. So you see that sove is yayin, zolle is basar. This is the type of gluttony that we're talking about. Va'omer ki sove v'zolle yorish v'krom tal b'shnuma. Now that va'omer, that second pasuk that I'm quoting, doesn't really relate to the to our topic, other than the fact that it's right after the first pasuk, and we have a nice drasha to say about it. So since it comes right after the first pasuk, we mention it. Amar Rabbi Zera, what do we learn from that pasuk? Anyone who sleeps in the Beis Medrash, his Torah will be torn to pieces. That's from that pasuk, Krom Tal Bishnuma, that he's going to become, that is, the Pashup Shad is that he's going to become very poor, but it's going to be, that is, that his Torah is not going to last if he disrespects the Beis Medrash in that way. In Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh Simen Resh Vav Simen Resh Mem Vav Seif Tezayin, Shulchan Aruch says we are not supposed to sleep in the Beis Medrash, and anyone who sleeps in the Beis Medrash, quotes our Gemara, it's not a good thing. It's not good for his Torah. Beis Yosef says the makar of this is our sugya plus the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says they asked Rabbi Zeira b'meh harach the yamim, and he said miyam ilok padti b'toch besi. I was never too exacting on the people in my house. And one of the things also is v'lo yashanti b'beis hamedrash lo shenas keva v'lo shenas harai. I never slept in a beis medrash, not a shenas keva nor a shenas harai. The shach on the spot in Sivkan Tezvav says the fact that Rabbi Zeira didn't do it, even a shenas harai, that's not really mikra din. That's a midas chasidus, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch in Yardes also must be a midas chasidus, because in Aruch Chaim Sim Kufnun Aleph in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses Paskin say you're allowed to sleep a shenas harai in a Beis HaMedrash, so it must be a midas chasidus not to sleep a shenas harai in the Beis HaMedrash. The Beis Hillel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Yardea says that the shach is very difficult to accept, because based on our Gemara it sounds like sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash Taras Anas Karayim sounds like that's a real din, that you're not allowed to sleep in a Beis HaMedrash. Not only that, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chafei says Rav Shesha saw that there were Talmidim on the mats in the Beis HaMedrash, and and some of them were sleeping and some of them were learning, so but they didn't have amongst those Talmidim Chasidim that were careful about not sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash, that were careful about Midas Chasidus. Sounds like even it's not even a Midas Chasidus, so you have to figure out how to reconcile in some other way than to suggest Midas Chasidus. So the Achronim work on that issue, on what exactly is allowed in a Beis HaMedrash, but no time for now. Says the Mishnah, Ganav Mishalaviv Va'achol Birushos Aviv. The Ben Zora Mara steals from his father and he eats Birushos Aviv. And he eats the food while he's still Birushos Aviv. Or Mishal Acherim Va'achol Birushos Acherim. Or he steals from other people and he eats while he's still Birushos Acherim, while he's in other people's Rishos. Mishal Acherim Va'achol Birushos Aviv. Or he steals from other people and eats while he's Birushos Aviv. Eino nase ben sorumara he ad she yigdom mishalav v'yachol bereshos acherim. He does not become ben sorumara. The only way to be ben sorumara is he steals from his father and he eats bereshos acherim. The Gemara is going to explain why. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad she yigdom mishalav u'mishalimo. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has another qualification. Not just that he steals from his father, he has to steal from dad and mom. He has to steal from his mother as well. But what's the basis of this first halacha, that he's only going to be ben sorumara if the person he stole from is his father, and he took it from his father's rishos, and then he brought it elsewhere to eat it? So ganav mishalav v'achol b'rishos aviv. The reason why, if he steals from his father and eats b'rishos aviv, he's not going to be ben sorumara, is because we're looking for things that are likely to continue, behaviors that are likely to continue, where we assume he's not going to get any better. So in a case where everything is b'rishos aviv, afkav d'shchiach lei, true, he stole from rishos aviv, and that is likely to continue because his father's stuff is always going to be accessible to him, but bias, he's going to be afraid to eat Birshus Aviv, he's going to be afraid to be caught, so he's not likely to continue to do that. Mishal Acherim V'achol Birshus Acherim, if he stole from other people and ate in other people's Rishus, Avgav Dol Bayis, granted he's not going to have that fear of being caught because he's not in the same Rishus, but Lo Shchiach Lei, but it's not always going to be available to him to steal from other people, so therefore we don't assume it's going to continue. V'kol Shchei Mishal Acherim V'achol Birshus Aviv Lo Shchiach Lei U'Bayis, and certainly if he steals from other people and eats Birshus Aviv, where it's not going to be available to him because it's from other people, and he's afraid of being caught because his father's right there. And therefore, the only case he's going to be ben sorumara is he steals from his father, eats birshus acherim, d'shchiach lei, it will be easily available to him, v'lo bayis, and he has no fear. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda shi'ignu mishalav u'mishalimo. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's got to steal from his father and his mother. Well, imo minola, mashakan sishakan abayla. How could that be that he steals from his mother if his parents are married to each other? Whatever his mother owns, his father automatically owns, so his mother doesn't own anything. So the Gemara is going to have one suggestion that it rejects, and then two other suggestions. First suggestion that it it's going to reject Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Misu'uda Muchenes La'avav Imo. He stole from a Su'uda that was designated for his mother and father to eat together, so that was something that really would have been his mother's. Says Gemara, but that can't be, because Amar Rabbi Chanan Bar Molda Amar Rav Huna Einu Chayvat She'ikna Basar Bezul V'yochli Ayin Bezul V'yishta. That it has to be that he steals money and he uses the money to buy meat and wine for cheap, and he eats and drinks it. So it sounds like it can't be that he stole from a Su'uda Muchenes. If it was a Su'uda Muchenes, he'd be stealing food, he wouldn't be stealing money. So rather, the Gemara says, Ele'ema midmei Su'uda Muchenes Avili'imo. No, there was money set aside for a Su'uda for his parents, and he stole that money and he bought this meat and this wine. Or the other possibility is, how does his mother own something? Someone else was makna something to his mother and gave it to her almanas that her husband should have no rishus in that item. So that's how his mother owned something. Says the Mishnah, if the parents are not on the same page, one of them wants to bring it to Bezin to make him ben Sora Mora, the other one says, nah, I'd rather not kill our son. It cannot be ben Sora Mora until both of them are in on it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, if the mother and father are not a match for each other, also you can't be a ben Sora Mora. Says Gemara right away, my einu ru'uya. What does that mean, that they are not a match for each other? If it's that there's some sort of terrible isser in their marriage, that they're chayev kris, chayev mis beis, where we don't even recognize it as a marriage, there's no chalos kiddushin, but still, his father's his father, his mother's his mother. So what would be the problem? Elo b'shavala aviv ka'amar. No, what it means is that his mother has to be the same as his father. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the mother and the father are not the same in their voice, in the way they look, and in their height, then they are not a ben, so the kid cannot be a ben Sora Mora. My time, where do we get that? Because the pasuk says, Einenu Shomea Bikoleinu. He doesn't listen to our voice. Sounds like a single unified voice, because they have the same voice. Midikol bin Shavin, Marva Kumanami bin Shavin. And if the voice has to be the same, the look and the height has to be the same as well. I'm not sure why the Gemara makes that assumption, but that's the assumption that the Gemara makes, that the other physical features should be the same as well. Whose opinion is followed by the Brisa that says that a Ben Sora Mora never was nor ever will be, that we could predict with certainty that it never will happen, not just a historical thing, that it never did happen. And the only reason it's written in the Torah is Joshua Kabbal Schar, to give us a nice parak in Masech Sanhedrin to learn about, but it has nothing, it's never going to actually be practical. Keman Krab Yehuda. That follows Rabbi Yehuda, because if father and mother have the same voice, so it's unlikely that they're able to have a child together, right? So it's unlikely that a father and a mother have the same voice, same height, same look, and they're both able to have children and are going to raise a child. So Yibay Yisema, the second possibility, Rabbi Shimon, maybe it follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Am Rabbi Shimon, V'chim Nei Sha'achal Zet, Tatim Rabasa V'shasa Chatzi Lo Yayin Ha'italki, Av V'im Masiyin Asal Saklo. You know, the kind of Rachmanis parents have in the children, the parents are going to, the first halach we mentioned in our Mishnah, that the parents have to both want to kill him, literally, in order for him to be Ben Sora Mora. What? He took some meat and some wine, and right away they're going to want to kill him? You know, they're going to go to the parent-teacher conferences, and they're going to say, sorry to tell you, there's no hope for your son. He's going to become, you know, listim and melastim sabrios, and he's going to be a terrible... No, what? Meat, wine, what did he do already? There's still, of course there's still hope. They're not going to give up on him that fast. And therefore, it never was, nor ever will be. So why is it written? Drosh v'kabel schar. So we kedarsh be mekabel schar. Am Rabbi Yosna, niri isa v'yashafti al kivro. Rabbi Yonason says, it's not true that it never was. It has been, and since it has been mistama, it can be again. He says, I saw it, and I sat on the kever of a ben Sora Mora. So Rabbi Kivega right away points you to a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Ayin Shulchan Aruch Yardea, Reish Simen Shin Samach Dalit. Shin Samach Dalit Sif Alf Shulchan Aruch says that a kever binyan is Asr Bahana'a. And not only that, the dirt on the kever, if it was removed from the kever and then put on the kever, so it's not just considered Karka Olam, but dirt that was thrown on the kever is Asr Bahana'a. And the Shach over there says in the name of the Agos Hashri, you're not allowed to lean on the Matseva, you're not allowed to walk on top of Kvarim. all of those things are Asr Bana. So the Bach says, and that's our minhag, we're noeg Isr. So the Kasher, B'Kiv Eger, is obviously trying to ask over here, just in those two little words, to take a look in Shulchan Aruch, is how is it that Rabbi Yonason was allowed to be Yoshev al Kivro? You're not allowed to get any Ana from a Kever. So in the Tshuvas Vayatzber Yosef, he says, based on Tosus and Baba Kama, Dafta Zayin, that the Gemara over there says, Hoshiva Yeshiva al Kivro, that sometimes you have a Talmud Chacham who dies and there's no Avelim, so we're Moshivin Yeshiva al Kivro. So what does it mean? We set up a yeshiva mamish on his grave? No, it means near. It means around his grave. So we are also mistama. That's what Rabbi Yonason meant. Not that I sat al kivro, but I sat near his grave, and that was good enough. In the Sefer Minchas HaGershuni, he suggests differently. He suggests that why would he sit on the grave? What was he trying to accomplish? There was nowhere else to sit other than the grave? No, it must be that he did this on purpose in order to be mefarsem and let the world know that Rabbi Shimon is incorrect, that when he said that a Ben Sora never was and never will be. So he wanted it to be known that a Ben Sora was, so he had to be more demonstrative about it, so he dafka sat on the kever, and therefore it was a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. He wasn't trying to get Hana, the Kavana was not getting Hana from it, it was a Davar Sheinu Miskaven on the Hana, it was trying to be Mefarsim. So what? Davar Sheinu Miskaven, it's a Psik Reshe, so that's a discussion. Is this only an Issa Drabanan? A Psik Reshe and Issa Drabanan maybe is Mutter, so this is a Shari Surim outside of Ilchus Shabbos, so a lot to discuss on that issue. Again, not for now. Keman Ozla Hadatanya, Irin Dachas Lo Haisav Lo Asid Elios. Who do we follow when we say that an Irin Dachas never was, nor ever will be, V'lo Menichtva Drosh Kabel Schar, and the only reason the whole Parsh of Irin Dachas is written is so that we can learn about it and get Schar? Keman Kerabi Eliezer. That follows Rabbi Eliezer. Tetanya Rabbi Lezer Omer Kol Yer Sheishba Afilu Mezuza Achas Einu Nasas Irin Dachas. If a city has so much as a single mezuzah, it's not eligible to become an irin dachas. My time, Amar Kra ves kol shlalat tikpots el toch rechava v'sarafta be'esh. They have to take everything that's owned by that's in the city, that's in the irin dachas, and burn all of it. So v'kivin de'ika mezuzah lo efshar. Now, if there were a mezuzah there, you would not be able to do that. Tichsiv lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokechem, because the pasuk says lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokechem. You're not allowed to destroy the Shem Hashem. That's the issur of destroying Shemos, because the pasuk says that when you find avodah zarah, you should destroy them and wipe them out. But lo sasum ken l'Hashem elokechem, don't do the same thing to Hashem. So you're not allowed to burn a mezuzah. So that's why if there were just a single mezuzah in the entire town, it would not become an Iran Nidachas. Taras Chaim raises the question, why don't you say that let the mitzvah saseh ves kol shlala tikbot v'sraf tebeish bidocha the lo saseh of lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokechem. So that's a kasha that a number of the acharim deal with. Asei docha lo saseh is pretty fundamental, no? So of course you should be able to make an irnidachas. So the Aruch Nehar suggests, or Blazer holds, that if there's a mezuzah, then there is no mitzvah to burn the city, because where you would say yavo asei v'yidcha lo saseh, there's simply no mitzvah to say at all, because it's only when there's only shlala in the city that you could be mekayim shreifas kol shlala. Then it becomes an irnidachas. Meaning, this is one of the tenais of it to be an irnidachas. That without that, it doesn't meet the conditions of being an irnidachas. That's quite a chiddush. It sounds like it's a typical asei docha lo saseh. Maram Shik says differently. He says the isur mechikas Hashem is not just a lo saseh. It's also an asei, because it says that Hashem elokecha tira. The Gemara in Tumur Daf Dalet says we learn from there that you're not allowed to be maskir shem shemayim levatala. So certainly, if you're not allowed to be maskir shem shemayim levatala kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to be mevaza and soreif shem Hashem. So it turned out that it's both an asei and a los asei, and ein asei docha los asei vasei. So that's why we're not allowed to. But it's clear in the Gemara that that's certainly the case, that we do not apply asei docha los asei over here. The whole city does not become a nir nidachas. Am Rabbi Yonason ani reisia v'yashavti al tila. Rabbi Yonason says it's not true that there never was an Irin Dachas. There was, and I sat on the burnt out mound of what was left of the heap of rubble of the Irin Dachas. Kiman Ozah the Tanya Bais Hamnuga Lohay Vlos Lios, whose opinion is followed by the Brisa that says that a Bais Hamnuga, a house that has Tsaras, never was, never will be. Velam Nichtel Joshua Kabbal Schar, and the only reason it's written is to be to Darshan. Kiman Krablos Rabbi Shimon, the Tan Rablos Rabbi Shimon Omer, the only man of Bais Tame, Achir, Kishte Greece and Al Shea, Vanim, Shte Solom, Bekarin Zavis, Archel Kishte Greece and Vrachvel Kagris. A Bais Hamnuga can only happen if you have two walls that are perpendicular to each other, that in the corner you have a single nega that touches both walls, that is the length of two grisin and the width of a gris. And that's very hard to dafka get the nega pumped on that spot that you're going to have a bayis hamenuga. So my time is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon think that that's the only way you could have a bayis hamenuga? Because ksiv kir uksiv kiros. Ezu kir shu kiros. How do you have a wall that's like two walls? Have yomer zek karen zavis. That must be a corner. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, makom hayu b'tuchum aza, v'yikorun osa churvisa sagirta. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says, not true, there was a place in Tuchum Aza, they used to call it the churvisa sagirta, which means a churva of a mitzora that had to be closed off, which means that it was a bayis hamenuga. Amr Rabbi Shimon ish kvaracho pamach salachti l'galil, says another time I once went to Galil, v'risi makom shemitzayin osa v'omru, avanu menugos pinu l'sham. And there was a place that they had marked off, and they said this place is tameh, because these were stones that were taken from a bayis hamenuga. So you see that bayis hamenuga also happened. So all three of these things that supposedly never happened are all subject to machlokas, whether they ever happened or not. Mishnah, on the bottom of Ayin Alef Amin Alef. Hayechmeyam gidem o chiga roilem o suma. If one of the parents were physically disabled in one way or another, o cherish, ein onas ben soramori, did not become ben soramori. Shnemer v'tavsuv avimo v'lo gidmin. They have to have arms, because it says that the parents grab him. V'otzio so, they take him out. It means v'lo chigrin. They have to have legs that function, otherwise they wouldn't be able to schlep him out. V'omru, they say, v'lo ilmin. So you see that they have to be able to speak, they can't be mute. B'neinu zeh, they have to say zeh, which is a lashon of mor be'etzba, that they have to be able to identify and point to him. V'lo sumin, it must be that they're not blind. Einenu shomea b'koleinu, v'lo charashin. They say he doesn't listen to our voice, so that means that they're not charashin. Masrin bo b'fnei shlosha u'malkin also. They warn him in front of three people and they give him malkus. Chazer v'kilkel nidon b'asrin b'shlosha. If he then continues the behavior, then he gets judged by a Sanhedrin of 23 and he gets killed. But even then, he's only going to get killed if the original three that gave him the Malkus are there as well. When they say, it has to be, yeah, this child that you've already dealt with, that you already gave him Malkus, and now you have to deal with him in this new way to give him Misa as well. Now, the idea that the parents are not allowed to be disabled if the child is going to be a Ben Sora Mora, that shows that you need Krakidukhsiv, meaning that where there seem to be irrelevant details that the Torah describes in the Parsha, they grab him, they take him out, who cares, grabbing, taking him out? No, you see that every detail has to be able to be fulfilled, and if you're unable to fulfill a single detail, no matter how insignificant it may seem to be, then the whole Parsha doesn't apply. This was a machlokas in Perek Nigmar Din on Daf Memhei, whether Be'inan Krakidukhsiv or not. But from this Mishnah, it sounds like, yeah, you need Krakidukhsiv. Says Gemara, no, Shiny Yachad to Kulikra. This is different, because this whole pasuk is extra, and therefore it's clearly meant dafka for these drushas. So this is not nogea to the general issue of krak kedichsiv. Umashim b'fnei shlosh, the Mishnah said, we give him asra in front of three people. Lamali, why three? Betray sagya. You only need two witnesses. So Amar Abaye Hachikamer, Masrim b'fnei shnayim. Asra in Achinami only has to be in front of two people. Umalkin also b'fnei shlosha. The Malkus is in front of three people. Malkus ben Sora Mora hech ksiva. Where do we ever find ben Sora Mora that he gets Malkus? Kid Rabbi Avo, Dam Rabbi Avo, Manu v'yisru m'v'yisru, v'yisru m'ben, u'ben m'ben, v'hayim bin, akos harasha. That there is a link of several psukim, one to the other, that ultimately that train leads you back to v'hayim bin, akos harasha. So, and that's a pasuk about Malkus. So when you link one pasuk to the next, and the next to the next, and then you get to v'hayim bin, akos harasha, you get to Malkus, that's how we know that ben Sora Mora is chayiv Malkus. Then we said, if he continues his behavior, we judge him in a Sanhedrin Katana. So we said, how do we know that we judge him in a Sanhedrin Katana? The Mishnah said, because they said, this one that you already dealt with, we're darshaning the word zeh. Says more, but we already darshan the word zeh in the earlier part of the Mishnah. That zeh velo sumin, they have to be able to point to him, as opposed supposed to if the parents are blind? Im kein lichtov b'neinu hu. My b'neinu zeh, sham minatarti. If it was only to teach me that one thing about having previously been judged for malchus, it could have said b'neinu hu, that he's the same guy. But when we say zeh, we use that lashon of zeh, that's to teach us an additional din, that they have to be able to point to him, which means that they cannot be blind if the child is going to be a ben sarim moreh. Next Mishnah, zak the Mishnah. Baruch ad shlo nigmar dino. Va'achar kach hikiv zakan atachton. If let's say the child ran away before the Gemar Din, and he had not yet physically matured at that time, but then he physically matures before we catch him, Potter. He's now not going to be Chayiv Skila. V'imisha nigmar dino baruch, but if we already had a Gemar Din, we just hadn't had a chance to actually see it through, and then he runs away, v'achar kach hikiv zakan atachton, and then he physically matures, Chayiv. We're still, when we catch him, we're still going to give him the skila. So now the Gemara is going to say what seems like an unrelated halacha, but we're going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah whether this halacha is correct. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Here's the unrelated halacha. Ben Noach shebirich es Hashem. Let's say you have a guy who's mevarich es Hashem, curses Hashem, v'achar kach nizgayer, and then he converts to Judaism. So I don't know why the Beis Din accepted him. Maybe they didn't know, whatever. But he converts to Judaism. Potter. He's now not going to be chayiv misa for being mevarich es Hashem. Hol v'nishtana dino, v'nishtana misaso. Because the whole din of how you would go about convicting him changed. It's no longer eid echad. It's no longer without asra. Now you have all the dinim of a Yisrael, not the dinim of a Ben Noach, and the exact misa that he gets also changes. Because any misa of a Ben Noach is with Saif. Had he done this as a Jew, it would be skila. So not only his din changes, his misa changes. So name him Israel. Maybe our Mishnah is a riot to that, because our Mishnah said Baruch Hashem Nigmar Dina V'Achar Kach Hikiv Zaken Tachton Potter. That if he physically matures after he runs away, by the time we catch him, we can't punish him anymore. Why? My time Allah Mishum Damrin Ol Vishtani Ishtani. Isn't it because we say that once he's changed, the whole din changes and we can't enforce it anymore? So lo, shayniyach diyavad hashda lav bar katalu. No, no, in our case it's different, because if he were to do that same crime right now, of eating meat and the wine and whatever, nothing would happen to him. We wouldn't kill him at all. We'd make him pay back the money. We wouldn't kill him at all. So that's different than the Ben Noach that's mevarich as Hashem. We're both as a Ben Noach, and if he were to do it as a Yisrael, he'd also be chayiv misa. So Tashma Elingmar says maybe arrived from the Sefer of our Mishnah. Imi shenigmar dino baruch, if he has a gemar din and then he runs away, v'achach he gives zaken tachton chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. Ooh, so it sounds like even though ishtani, he's not off the hook. He's going to be chayiv. So isn't that a raya against Rabbi Chanina? Says more, nigmar dino kamer katilahu. No, once it's a gemar din, it's over already. Once it's a gemar din, he's a gavra katila. That doesn't relate to Rabbi Chanina's halacha about a ben Noach who's mevarich has Hashem, did not have a gemar din and then converted. Can't bring a raya from there. Tashma, another raya. Ben Noach shikas chaveru ba'al eshas chaveru. If Ben Noach assaults another person or sleeps with someone else's wife, vinniskayer, and then he converts, potter. Also can be Israel if he were to do, if the victim of these crimes were a Jew, vinniskayer, and then he converted, chayiv, he would be chayiv. V'amai name a whole v'shtani ishtani. Why would he be chayiv after all his status changed according to Rabbi Chanina? So we shouldn't be chayiv. Says Mar Dino umisaso binan. Vay Dino ishtani misaso lo ishtani. No, in order to say that you get off the hook, it has to have a total change—a change in the din and a change in the misa. When this guy converted, his din changed in terms of how many eidim, all that. But as far as misa, his misa is the same misa if he does this as a non-Jew and doing it as a Jew, and that's why he's still going to be chayiv. Well, bishlam aratzeach meikar saif ash saif. If what he did was he killed somebody, so I understand. Originally, as a ben Noach, he's chayiv saif. As a Jew, he'd be chayiv saif as well. Ela eishas ish. But if what he did was eishas ish, meikar saif ash tachenek, his misa did change. Says more benarim rasa didi vidi beskila. No, it's an arim rasa where it's skila on both as a ben Noach and as a Jew. Vasa can be sold dumi deishas chaver katani. No, he said if the victim is a Jew, sounds like the same crime as if the victim were a non-Jew. A non-Jew doesn't have a Naru Murasa, there's no Erisin by a non-Jew. Ela Kala B'chamura Meshach Shaycha. If he went from a Misa Chamura to a Misa Kala, when we give him the Misa Kala, that for sure you're allowed to do. You're just not allowed to upgrade him to a higher form of Misa. Hanich L'Rabban Damri Sayyiv Chamur, L'Rabbi Shimon Damri Chenek Chamur Ma'ik L'Meymar. That doesn't work according to Rabbi Shimon, who says Chenek is more Chamur. So Rabbi Shimon Savila Katana Dabi Menashe, Damri Rabbi Shimon holds that whenever we say Misa by Ben Noach, it's always Chenek. So good, so now I understand the case of Eishes Ish. It was Chenek when he was Ben Noach, it would be Chenek now as a Jew. El Rotzeach, but murder, Mei Kara Chenek Vashta Saif, was previously Chenek, now it's going to be Saif. Says Mar Kal B'chamura, Meshach Shaycha. Yeah, you're allowed to downgrade the Misa. Lema Mesayele, the Raya, another Raya to Rabbi Chanina, Sarcha V'Acharkach Bagra, Tidon B'chenek. If a girl becomes an Aram Rasa, and then she becomes a Bogeres, she's going to get Chenek. B'skila, my time alone, why not Skila? Lav Mishmadol V'shtani Yishtani, V'kol Shklei Nahachad Yishtani L'gamri, isn't it? Because we assume that when a person's status changes, their whole din changes, and certainly in our case, where it's totally changed, the Misa and the din has changed, so you can't do anything to them. No, it shouldn't say Tidon B'chenek, it should say Tidon B'skila, that even though it changed, nothing really changes. The din, in fact, does not change. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis.